From KRCB Public Radio, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Brell. President Obama's call for increasing the minimum wage in his State of the Union address this month could face a tough road in Congress, but a proposal in the California legislature could stand a better chance, as Ben Adler reports from Sacramento.
California's current minimum wage is $8 an hour. A bill at the state capitol would bump it up gradually over the next several years to $9.25 an hour, then require annual increases for inflation. UC Berkeley labor economist Sylvia Allegretto says too many Californians are underpaid.
There are some big corporations that pay low minimum wages, and they could afford to pay a lot higher, and we are subsidizing them because their workers are on government programs.
But John Kabatek with the National Federation of Independent Businesses says California small businesses simply can't afford a minimum wage increase.
I think there's an assumption that a small business owner can wave a magic wand and suddenly make money appear when they just are struggling right now and they don't have it.
The federal minimum wage is 75 cents below California's current rate. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.
California lawmakers trying to make it easier for young people to vote. Democratic Assemblymember Kevin Mullen has introduced a constitutional amendment that would allow 17-year-olds to vote in primaries if they'll be 18 by the next general election. Mullen says the amendment would bring California in line with 20 other states that already allow 17-year-olds to vote in primaries or caucuses.
If young people vote in the first opportunity they get, they can become habitual voters. They can become lifelong voters. And regardless of your political affiliation, that is something you should want to see. You want to see people engaged in the process.
Two other Senate bills seek to bolster the youth vote by establishing more polling places on college campuses. They would require at least one polling place on each UC and CSU campus and expand the number of polling places on community college campuses. That's the KRCB California Update. I'm Mark Prell.